Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real-talk, daily motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to help you incorporate healthy routines, build momentum, and better your life. Today is Thursday, September 9th, day 215. I have talked about the struggles of looking for and finding your purpose before, but I want to remind you that you can't just find a purpose. You have to decide on it. You don't stumble upon a life's dream, you develop it over time. You can't search for what continues to fire you up until you workshop what fires you up. You invest in the things that you love until it invests back into you and it becomes part of your passion and your pursuits. But you do these things because you enjoy the process, or even when that process becomes more tedious and difficult, you don't give up because you know your heart is still in it. I think we've all just been sold this lie that one day we'll stumble into our purpose and be amazing right off the bat, and it will give us this ultimate fulfillment that we've been looking for. But to me, the most important aspect of creating your purpose is the feelings behind it. If you don't like going to school and learning about the details of the subject, and you dread your day-to-day practice of the subject, and you despise your clients, and so on and so forth, I'm gonna go ahead and guarantee that the passionate drive and feeling of fulfilled purpose is gonna be a little harder to come by. But even if you do find the thing that you love to do, and you think for a moment, hey, this could be a part of my purpose, remember, there will always be a period in learning things that feels more like an ebb. It feels not as exciting, or it may start to feel tedious or difficult or overwhelming or too vast or just plain boring. But it's your job to commit yourself fully to things and follow through those ebbs until you get to the next flow state. If you need to take breaks, of course, by all means, take breaks as needed. Usually art and things will still be available to you when you come back. But I feel like so many people give up when they realize that things won't remain exciting and new forever. And I'm pretty sure that Olympians don't show up to their practices amped out of their minds every single practice. Just like artists don't always show up to their studios feeling like their most creative selves. But the things that set these successful, driven, purpose-filled people apart is that they're showing up every day anyway. So don't forget that everything ebbs and flows. If you can get through a few ebbs and allow for the flows to return, to remind you of why you got into this passion in the first place, you're less likely to feel those inner frustrations and tendencies to be overwhelmed. Your purpose is not something that you just discover one day. Just like workout people don't become workout people after one workout, you must be willing to try new things without shame And if you're lucky enough to find something that does resonate, even for a moment, allow yourself time and practice, at least 30 days, to practice and make sure you're actually interested in the process for what it is, or to see what actually drew you to it in the first place. Explore it. And don't be afraid, it's never a waste of time. Life is long and it appreciates you trying new things and experiencing new learning practices. I have personally found that when I get excited about a new hobby, I'll research it to death and then I'll invest in the best resources to get started. And then I'll be so overwhelmed with the thought of having to learn and implement a new skill that I'll let the expensive products that I invested in collect dust. Lately, I've only been investing in things that I'm willing to commit to 30 days of practice. I started with hobbies, but lately I've been implementing that rule with all of my purchases. I've been considering buying heavier weights for my home gym, but I've told myself if I do, I have to use them for 10 minutes for 30 days with reasonable breaks before continuing to invest in more and more workout gear. And this kind of behavior can save money, frustration, guilt, and shame in the long run, and it helps when I commit to these things for long enough to know if they're going to be a part of my purpose or not. Be honest with yourself about what really fires you up, as opposed to whatever you're doing and what you believe you're supposed to be doing and the things you've already invested in. Forget that. Focus on things that will make you feel better in the long run, even if they're new and scary and overwhelming. Goals, visions, purpose-driven destinations are meant to improve your life in the long term and the now. So find ways to do that in a way that feels good and productive and exciting. And as always, feel free to adapt anything that doesn't keep you happy, but also recognize that it's not always going to feel good, even when you are doing things that will make you feel good in the long run. You have to choose and trust that the feeling good will return if you just commit to showing up and feeling good first. Jumping around searching desperately for a purpose is a lot more difficult than holding one based on the shit you've already got going. But that's not to say your next favorite thing isn't right around the corner. So don't be afraid to try out the new shit and rehash the old shit. It's never too late to start. And you've got plenty of time to figure out what your purpose is. And maybe it's a lot of things. It's probably a lot of things. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Make Your Damn Bed Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss tomorrow's episode. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast. If you could rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, it would also be really incredible. I have been your host, Julie Merica. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I will talk to you tomorrow when you make your damn bed.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.